Marcelo Ebrard is the mayor of Mexico City, and he recently announced his candidacy for president of Mexico in the 2012 election. Running for Mexico's top post, he'll most certainly have to face some questions on how to solve Mexico's drug and immigration problems. He joins us now to face those questions here. And Marcelo, reducing drugs and drug-related violence in Mexico is a very thorny problem. It's something that President Felipe Calderón swore to do when he took office. What would you do differently in this war on drugs?
I think it's not a very good idea to call this a war. But okay, they did it. They deploy their army. I'm not agree with this because the army is not for, those purposes. And Mexico concentrate their strategy only in this, in the use of policemen, equipment, and army. But what happens if you think in another strategy, more integrated, maybe more complex strategy? So following the money, reduce their financial power, because other way we are not going to win this in a long period of time. Secondly, to expand our investment in the young people. We have in Mexico 50% of the youngest between 15 and 19 years who should be in the schools are in the streets. 50%. So we should change this, and we can do that in 2 or 3 years. The other thing is to have an agreement with the United States about weaponry, about cash flow to Mexico, and the following of the money, and all those kind of things. So I think that we can have a comprehensive strategy more effective than only declare war to them.
Another issue that you would, as president, you'd have to end up working with the U.S. government on would be immigration policy. And clearly, there's a lot of uproar right now over the immigration law in Arizona. It looks like other states are considering having those kind of laws in their own states as well, which should take a very, very hard line against illegal immigrants. And I'm wondering, how could you better solve this problem? Do you think there's other solutions that haven't been tried before to the problem of illegal immigration?
Yes, well, I think that our main concern should be in Mexico to have economic growth enough for the country, because in the past 20 years we have grown about 2% per year, so it is the lowest slow rate in Latin America, and we can do better, much better than this, in order to reach something around 4%.
How would you do that? How would you, that's 2% to 4% is a large amount for an economy. How would you do that?
The access to the banking system in Mexico, the first part of this, is only 22% of the population. That's why we have a little market for a great country. You have more than 100 million people, but only 20% has access to the banking system and the credit. So this is one of the first things to do in Mexico to change this policy. It's possible and it makes sense, and we have the money to do it. Secondly, Mexico should change their pattern about investment and infrastructure, because we are investing so little that we can make the twice or third times the effort that we are doing right now. And we can do it also.
Marcelo Ebrard, mayor of Mexico City, also running for president of Mexico in the election coming up in 2012.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.